Ethan, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Lions were big winners in week zero, 54-16 in Illinois. Ethan, let's start first with the preparation. How did you guys prepare for the start of the season? Off-season work, early practice, the things you've been up to?
Lots of conditioning, lots of focus on running the ball, because we knew we'd be able to run the ball very good against this team. Just getting their formations down that we saw from last year, knowing all their plays, and then we'd be ready for any wrinkles they throw at us.
What was the feeling around the team for you guys going into the first game of the year? Are you nervous, excited, a little bit of both?
A little bit of both, for sure. The nervousness just because first game jitters, of course, but new plays, not knowing how those will look in game. Also, tons of excitement, especially on that bus. We're all super excited to get off the bus and play.
You mentioned the bus. Is that the longest road trip you've been on? What was that like?
Yeah, it was definitely the longest one. My freshman year, we had about a two-hour drive. But yeah, this one was about three with an hour break. So yeah, but it went by kind of quick, so it wasn't too bad of a drive, to be honest.
As we're starting to break down how the game went, let's start with your individual numbers on the ground. First, 25 carries, 293 yards. In the run game, you guys were terrific and really overall in a big 54-16 win. Now, let's start on the ground. What was working for you guys?
A lot of direct handoffs and then pulling worked really good on a couple of plays. A couple like 40 or 50 yard touchdowns on a couple of pulling plays. We were able to like create big holes through pulling. And then our ISO game and just straight direct handoffs for our running back and me worked very good all game.
We'll jump over same thing for the pass game. What was working for you guys?
Pass game, I think that touchdown pass to Emmett Burke was a little screen. We saw that the DB was playing 10 yards off. Get the ball to him in space, and he made like three, four guys miss, and boom, 50-yard touchdown. That was great to see.
Now, you helped contribute to a total of six touchdowns. So as you cross the goal line on a touchdown or you complete a pass to score a touchdown, what does that feel like?
It's a great feeling. It's just like all the hard work you do. It's one of the best feelings in sports, to be honest.
Now, we do have six to choose from, so I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Did you have a favorite one?
Favorite one. It's probably the touchdown pass to Emmett. It was just so fun seeing him make three, four guys miss on just like a simple pass. That was fun. And then my favorite running one is probably the 40-yard one where I just went straight outside after great blocks. It was just so fun to sprint and then untouched to the end zone. That was a really fun one.
As we revisit Friday one more time, we talked a lot about the offensive side of things, but you guys played well on defense, a lot of turnovers you forced. What stands out to you defensively?
We were able to communicate very well. We knew what some plays they were running. Like they ran them once during the game, and then after that, we knew what play was coming after that. And then just playing fast and physical and just flying to the ball. We had a lot of times eight people around the ball to make the tackle, so that was good to see.
Well, let's jump in with some of the weapons that you have around you. You mentioned Emmett Burke with the screen pass touchdown that you threw. Uh-huh. What's it like to have him and Jader Sanchez, some of those other guys that are weapons around you as a quarterback?
Good to have lots of speed. They're reliable. They pretty much catch every ball I throw to them. It's great to have.
And those holes that your offensive line opened up, how about that group together and what you saw from your O-line?
I was really proud of what they did because two of them have not really ever played varsity line before. Our center was the only one who played last year. It was great to see them understand it, open up holes.
We'll find a little bit more out about this Lone Tree team, Ethan. Who's the fastest back on the team?
Fastest? They probably Jader Sanchez,
When you're throwing in practice, who's the toughest corner to throw on? Who's the D-back that gives you the most problems?
Probably Dom Garcia. He's got me a couple of times in practice.
And when you're thinking about the hardest hitter on defense or the toughest guy to face in like an Oklahoma-style drill, who's the toughest guy on the other side of the ball for you guys?
I think Maddox Strondel for sure. He hits hard. He runs hard. He just plays football really hard. It's hard to bring him down for sure. Especially in-game, he runs really hard. So yeah.
When you think about having the opportunity to play for Lone Tree, the community, what does it mean to play for Lone Tree? What does that mean to you?
I think it's a great feeling, especially every home game, seeing pretty much the entire community out there to support you. It's a great feeling. So the community supports you in all sports.
And Coach Donovan in his first year at Lone Tree, what's it like to play for Coach?
Yeah, he's a great coach. He really pushes you in practice. And he won't make practice super long. It doesn't need to be if we get things done. He brings a lot of needed focus to Lone Tree for sure.
Now, you're one of six seniors on this year's team. How have you individually and then that group together taken a leadership role for these guys this year?
We've all grown as players. Throughout practice, people can look at us to see what to do, especially the younger guys, freshmen, sophomores. We break out the huddles for the team. We've all grown as players for sure and leaders on the team.
When you think about you guys as a group of seniors, what's it been like to play together?
I think it's a special feeling. I know a couple of them haven't played all 4 years, but I know majority did play last year. And it's just cool to see them get better and better every day. And then we were able to produce on the field, which is cool.
Now, you guys obviously had a ton of success in week zero. So based on that, kind of the blueprint, both individually and overall as a team, what do you guys need to continue to do to be successful this fall?
Yeah, we definitely need to continue to be able to run the ball for sure, keep that great blocking up. And defensively, just continue to play fast with lots of energy, hopefully getting the pass game going a little more so we have both running and passing game.
And Ethan, we'll finish our conversation here with Jet Physical Therapy is our sponsor for Athlete of the Week. Their motto is movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to help you get ready to play?
During pregame, during stretching, I just like to lock in and kind of just see myself having success on the field. During pass routes before the game, just making sure everything's smooth, really getting your mind right.
Ethan, congratulations. Great start to the season for Lone Tree with a big win on the road. And you're our Athlete of the Week. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.